You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The New York Archdiocese is appointing a special counsel to review its policies for dealing with reports of sexual abuse. The announcement comes the same week the Diocese of Brooklyn announced a $27 million settlement with four men who were abused as children by a teacher at St. Lucie St. Patrick's Church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he hopes this step will help rebuild trust between Catholics and church leadership. Here to tell us more is WNYC's Mara Silvers. Hey, Mara.
Hi, Jamie.
So first off, tell us about the special counsel, Barbara Jones. What's her reputation?
She's a former federal judge and prosecutor, and people might actually recognize her name because she served as the special master in the review of documents seized from Michael Cohen. That's President Trump's former attorney. And as far as I can tell, she's very respected in the legal community.
Yes, she is. We don't often hear about archdioceses appointing their own special counsels. So what are they saying her role will be?
Essentially, to go over records, interview personnel, and question Dolan specifically to see how the Archdiocese handling of sexual abuse allegations actually unfolds. So she'll be making recommendations directly to Dolan, but she promised to operate independently and to make periodic releases of her findings to the public. But I should mention that Dolan was also pretty transparent when it comes to Jones's appointment being a gesture of good faith by the church to the community. Here's what Dolan said to Jones in front of reporters today.
And I want you to hold my feet to the fire if you feel that I'm not following through on the recommendations that you make. And most of all, I'm praying that your careful review and hard questions will help my good people renew their trust in the church they love and in the leaders they want to believe.
My understanding is that her role, Mara, will be separate from the ongoing investigation by the New York Attorney General's office. Has Jones signaled that she expects any overlap?
No, not necessarily. Jones has been hired by the Archdiocese, and she says her role is to help it improve its infrastructure for dealing with sexual abuse complaints.
Where I see deficiencies or gaps or noncompliance with current procedures, I will identify them to the Cardinal for his review and remediation.
But I got to catch up with Jones after the press conference, and when I asked her about the Attorney General's investigation, she did say she'd fully cooperate if she were to receive a subpoena from the AG's office, and that she hopes anybody would do the same.
How are victims and survivors reacting to this news?
So actually, I just spoke to one victim's advocate with bishopaccountability.org, and she expressed some skepticism. She said that these types of internal investigations are not as rigorous and just don't have the same weight as an attorney general's investigation. But on the other hand, I also spoke to one of the lawyers who helped represent the four men who settled with the Diocese of Brooklyn this week. Ben Rabinowitz said he has the utmost respect for Barbara Jones, and her involvement signals to him a step in the right direction.
Was the New York Archdiocese pressured to make this decision because of that multi-million dollar settlement in Brooklyn?
That's just one of many recent factors that are weighing on the church right now. There was the release of the grand jury's report in Pennsylvania and the allegations earlier this summer about abuse by Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the former Archbishop of Washington. And Dolan told reporters this has been a heavy summer for him. He's been hearing from many members of the church express their mistrust and disillusionment with leadership. And not to mention the Attorney General's investigation, that's also opening up the possibility of district attorneys in New York convening their own grand juries here to investigate further complaints.
WNYC's Mara Silvers, thanks so much.
Thanks.